ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్, ఓం సాయి రక్షక్, శరణం దేవా. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, దిస్ ఈస్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ వివేక్ మక్గోన్కర్, ఏ డివోటీ ఫ్రమ్ ముంబై. సోర్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ లీలా హ్యాస్ బీన్ టేకెన్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీ సాయి సాగర్ మ్యాగజీన్, వాల్యూమ్ 8, నంబర్ 3, జులై సెప్టెంబర్ 2013. ఓం సాయిరామ్. ఫర్ మెనీ ఇయర్స్ వివేక్ మగగోన్కర్, ఏ డివోటీ ఫ్రమ్ ముంబై, నెవర్ ఫెయిల్ టు అటెండ్ ఆల్ ద మేజర్ ఫెస్టివల్స్ అట్ షిరిడి. ద రీజన్ బిహైండ్ దిస్ వాస్ దట్ ఆన్ ద ఫస్ట్ డే ఆఫ్ ద ఫెస్టివల్ దెర్ వాస్ అ పారాయణ్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర, ఫర్ విచ్ ద నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డివోటీస్ వెర్ సెలెక్టెడ్ బై అ లాట్ సిస్టమ్. ద ఫార్చునేట్ డివోటీ హూస్ నేమ్ వాస్ పిక్డ్ గాట్ టు రీడ్ అ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర. ఓవర్ ద ఇయర్స్ వివేక్ హ్యాడ్ ఆల్వేస్ గివన్ ఇన్ హిస్ నేమ్, but his name had never been selected. However, he never felt disheartened, accepting it as Baba's will, and happily participated in all the other festivities. Sanjay was Vivek's friend. Once his mother said, "Vivek, you regularly go to Shirdi. Why don't you take Sanjay along with you? You can influence him to be devoted to Baba." Vivek replied, "Auntie, it is not in my hands to make him a devotee. It is Baba who pulls the person towards himself. How can I make him a devotee?" On the festival of Guru Purnima, Sanjay's mother forced Vivek to take Sanjay along, but Sanjay was not in the least bit devoted to Baba, nor was he interested in knowing anything about Baba. Vivek did not relish the thought of forcing his faith on anyone. Besides, Sanjay was addicted to alcohol, and he seemed to have more faith in alcohol than in any god, guru or anything else. Hence, Vivek was reluctant to tell about Sai or Baba's divinity or his leelas to Sanjay. Sanjay's mother, however, hoped that her son's behavior would change for the better if he went to Shirdi. Vivek respected his friend's mother and took Sanjay along with him to Shirdi. Upon reaching Shirdi, Vivek went to the office to submit his name for the Parayan. Sanjay, who had accompanied him, has also submitted his name. Surprisingly, Sanjay's name was chosen on his very first visit for the Parayan, while Vivek's name was not chosen yet again. It was characteristic of Baba to oblige those who did not believe in him and then turn towards his children who were already devoted to him. Sanjay sat down to read the chapter allotted to him at around 1 a.m. in Dwaraka Mai. The arrangement for the Parayan was in the veranda adjacent to the railing on which Baba used to rest his arm. Therefore, the devotees who have darshan of the portrait kept for Parayan and then go into the Dwaraka Mai and worship the Padukas and Baba's Dwaraka Mai portrait as well. Sanjay had started reading his chapter for a short while, and there were a few devotees around at that time. They would enter the Dwaraka Mai and place their head on the Padukas, and Sanjay could see this. Then again the Dwaraka Mai would become empty. At that time, an old man climbed the steps of the Dwaraka Mai with great difficulty. He was wearing a white dhoti and shirt, and he entered the Dwaraka Mai staggering and reeling. Sanjay glanced at him and thought he had some neurological problems. But the man was in an inebriated condition with alcohol, and somehow he managed to stand before Baba's portrait. Angrily he said, "You have never done anything good for me. You have done nothing at all for me. Yet I have come to you to have your darshan. Answer me. Why are you not blessing me with anything good? Answer me." Hearing this, Sanjay lost his cool. The man was in a rage, and Sanjay was shocked at this unexpected turn of events. He wondered if that man would turn on him next. At that time, the Dwaraka Mai was completely deserted. Finally, the drunkard kneeled at Baba's Padukas and lay his head on the Padukas. Sanjay heard a thud, dhum, and the drunkard literally flew and fell against the door of the Dhuni Mai. Baba had kicked him hard as if he was a football. The drunkard cried out, kick me again and again. It's my mistake, I know. You disapprove of my drinking. Yet I come in a drunken state. But I will not let go of your feet. You can kick me all you want. I will return again and again. I won't leave you because you kicked me. Then he staggered out of the Dwaraka Mai. Now Sanjay was drenched in sweat. He wondered if Baba would give him the same treatment because he too was an alcoholic. From that moment, Sanjay stopped drinking and never ever touched liquor again. The Dwaraka Mai is alive with Baba's presence even today. It is not just a temple with Baba's photograph and padukas in it. This experience brought home this truth to Sanjay. It was a marvelous moment for Sanjay and his family, as well as for Vivek. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. For more audios in English, please visit saililas.com. Om Sairam.